the other gentlemen don't mind me kind of jumping in there and give you just a couple of advices is if you have internet access with a computer especially, if you go to YouTube, you got to be selective, but there's a couple guys out there who demonstrate exactly how to go in the 991A, how you put your call sign in there, so if you go on any digital frequencies with the license you have, if you're licensed to get on certain frequencies, if you're on digital, it'll transmit your call sign and name, depending on how big your name is and your call sign, so many letters and numbers in the call sign programming, and your latitude and longitude, but also, just like you said, programming a frequency in with the offsets and the PLs and all the different information you got to put in, and you can title the channel memory for the radio frequency or the repeater. You can put in the call sign of the repeater if it'll fit, and just an FYI there. Len, back to you.
Roger, yeah. Like I said, I left that in my eyes closed or fat fingers when I went to enter the Pontiac frequency, and when I come back up, it come up on that 5-point-something frequency. And the question that I had at hand is, can I overwrite that or just basically delete, you know, if you're at 91A, on the bottom there's four little windows. And when you're programming it, it's got one that says delete if you want to, if you don't like that frequency. And I was just wondering if I deleted that, if I would hurt any other part of the radio or delete any other part of the radio over